I hear that some people were sharing among themselves this morning, would I open from yesterday's psalm or today's? Well, I stayed true to the day, and we'll go to Psalm 140. But we're going to run right straight through that psalm and skip to the 13th verse. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. And the New Living says, surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence. Oh my, true verse. When you look at verse, what goes through your mind? Surely the righteous people. Are you one?
Yes.
How many identify with that? Are we one?
Yes.
We are one.
Amen. Everybody can put their hand up that has received Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because you're not righteous in your own, not one of us are. But in Him, we qualify. So we can get a smile on our face as we say that first verse instead of being sad. Oh, darn. I missed it. I don't qualify. I'm not righteous. Yes, yes, yes. In Christ, we are righteous. And so what do those people do? They give thanks. And that's what we're going to do in worship. It says that they are praising your name. That's how the New Living translates it. And then the neat thing is the upright, again, do I qualify or don't I? Yes, I do. In Jesus, I qualify. I am upright in Him. And it says we will live in His presence. We will dwell. That means to permanently live, to be married, to be in a house together with. We will dwell in His presence. What a privilege we have as Christians to be able to dwell in His presence. We don't just dwell in the presence of this world and this world system and everything that's going on in this world and the confusion, etc., that's happening in the world, the darkness, the light, the darkness. Whatever. We don't have to be bounced back and forth in that because we live in the cocoon of God's presence. And how precious it is when we come together, that presence just shines brighter and brighter and brighter because we're all coming together, dwelling in His presence. I had the privilege this morning of being here during worship practice. By the end of worship practice, I was just sailing in the Spirit. We're singing neat songs. You've got a good list this morning. You really do. We're singing really neat songs this morning. But He that dwelleth, we're singing that song, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Hey, we get to do that. We get to do that. You know, people are dwelling in fantasy these days. They dwell in Harry Potter. They dwell in Star Wars. They dwell in all these different things. But we get to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
And that's a neat place. Don't you love it when you hit there, when you know you're there, when God gives you a revelation, you know you're not in this world, but you're really part of the kingdom of God.
Right.
What a precious place. I desire to be in that and be in that to sense His presence more every day. So the closer I get to Him, the more that I'm going to feel His presence, and I'm going to be aware, not of the world's circumstances, but be aware of His presence in my life. So let's stand and let's say this verse from the New Living together as we enter into worship. Surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence.